Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Tuesday, everyone. I'm here, I'm smiling because last Tuesday I had Alan Levy on, who is the founder on co-founder and CEO of Blog Talk Radio. And then I listened to the episode and I said happy Wednesday because I'm not accustomed to be on Tuesday. And today is one of those episodes that we are doing in celebration of our anniversary, 6 years anniversary. And I'm waiting to have my special guest call in, who is a phenomenal woman. Those of you who are regular on the internet, you know her very well, and that's Kathleen Cage. She's doing some amazing work out there. She's an amazing person, and she's doing something very phenomenal thing that she is doing, and she's coming on this morning to talk about it. So I'm just waiting on her to call in. Kathleen Cage is a marketing strategist and product creation expert who works with consciously aware speakers, authors, consultants, and entrepreneurs who are ready to package their expertise into money-making products and services in order to reach a global market and generate sustainable revenues while doing their life's work. So that's Kathleen, and she's going to be coming on to tell us something about what she's doing new. All right, so we are going to wait to hear her calling.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand,
Yes, in continuation of our celebration, tomorrow, the 16th, we will be welcoming two featured guests, two phenomenal women entrepreneurs, movers and shakers, and we will be welcoming Veronica Conway and Talia Stovall, one from California and one from Chicago. And you got to stay tuned because you never know who else will be calling in as a past guest. Some of the guests that will be calling in are surprise guests. They have been on here, but because of their schedule, they were not able to schedule a full episode. However, they are going to be grabbing the telephone and they're going to be called in from wherever they are over the world. So stay tuned. But tomorrow we're having Talia. On the 16th, we're having Talia and Veronica to call in. So that's always set out for a great conversation because they are two amazing, amazing women. And the other thing, for those of you who are listeners and supporters and you live in Connecticut, this is the time of year when I ask you to open your hearts and homes to the French student. They are coming for 21 days in July and August, and they are looking for host homes with families who are loving and caring and willing to help them learn about our amazing country and to help them to enhance their English language. So if you are interested in that, you know, message me on Facebook or leave me a voicemail, 860-355-9838. And I'll tell you how you can become part of this elite group of families. I tell you, Connecticut has the most amazing host families in the world. They stand out and they excel because they go above and beyond their call of duty to support these children in learning. Over the years, I have coordinated hundreds of students over these many years and helped them to forge relationship and some extended families. And some of them have now graduated college and start a life of their own, both in America, also in France. So it's an amazing program for you to get involved in and be a part of. So for those of you who are living in my immediate community vicinity, state of Connecticut, wherever you are, message me or on Facebook or send me email, dynamicdaphne@aol.com. And also, you could message me right here on the radio show and let me know that I want to get more information about the French Cultural Exchange Program. Yeah, we are having lots of rain here this morning, but I tell you something. We had a magnificent weekend. Yesterday, I think it was, 74 degrees. And today we are back to the winter weather. And so we are just going to be thankful that we are alive and we can experience this beautiful rainy day. The daffodils are showing out. They are beautiful. They're looking amazing in the gardens. And the forsythias are beginning to bud as well. So before long, we are going to be having all yellow in the gardens out here. And you know, we can have some inside and everything. But Spring is just a beautiful season of the year. And, you know, so much for us to look forward to. And I think, let me try and find this. Let me try and find something here I want to share till my guest calls in. And I wrote an article yesterday for the New Milford Hub. And while I'm waiting on my guest to call in, I am going to see if I can find it and share it with you. And so we can take it from there. And so this way, I'll share it with you. And when my guest calls in, we'll go into her conversation. So I'm looking to find it here in my documents. I think it would be fitting time to spend here. It's, you know, when the guests are living in California, they're on a different time from we are. So here we are bright and early here in the Northeast, and they're out in California, so we got to give them time to wake up. So that was one of the reasons why she chose 11 o'clock. So I hope she did not oversleep and that she's going to be on. So, yes, I find my document here, and I'm opening the document, and then I'm going to go back into my here we are. Yeah, so I just want to see if she has called in. No, she has not called in yet. So why don't I go ahead? And this article, I titled it, Time to Press the Refresh Button in Your Life. And some of you heard me share a couple of weeks ago, when I was out in San Francisco, I learned that my name actually a flower. And the lady who made me to be aware about this explained everything to me about the flower. And I found the flower on the internet. So I've shared a picture of the flower here on the article that I wrote for the New Milford Hub. And I want to, like, narrow this down so I can see when she calls in. All right. So that will tell me when she calls in. So I've just texted her, so I hope she calls soon. All right. So here is the article I wrote for the Helmet Hub. Can you imagine we are 4 months into 2014? Not very long ago, on January 1st, we were busy creating our vision boards and goal posters for a more productive and useful and successful year. I am hearing from several people who are already unhappy about the outcomes of their plans. It is okay to press the refresh button as many times as you desire. Here are a few tips to help you along. Never give up on you, no matter what. You must believe in yourself even when no one else does. Keep a journal and record your thoughts daily. Those who write things down are the ones who manifest their greatest dreams. Find an accountability buddy who you can bounce things off. It is okay to start over. Just see the process as pressing the refresh button when there is a need. Embrace the season you are in or going through. Take the time to learn the lessons of that season. You will gain the benefits of moving forward instead of being stuck. Reward yourself for small progress. Get in the habit of expressing gratitude every opportunity you get. Love yourself unconditionally. Loving yourself is your birthright and your only chance of experiencing true happiness. You are your total responsibility. Never forget that. Do not play the blame game. Take time to laugh hysterically by yourself and with yourself, and watch your life turn around. Press the refresh button and root for you because you are a winner. So that's the article I wrote, and I want to encourage you to check my website out. DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, and you can connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Daphne/DynamicDaphne. On Twitter, it's at DynamicDaphne. LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, Daphne Clark Hudson. And I'm asking all of my supporters and listeners and readers of my blog and column to support the breakfast feeding program for the children at the Carmel Moravian School in Jamaica, West Indies. Jamaica, West Indies. And you can do so by visiting gofundme.com/4G3 8. So visit that that link and support us. Help us to feed the children there at the Carmel Moravian School. And we are looking, we are doing great. We have raised, so far we have raised $447 U.S. So we are looking forward to raise enough funds that we can start the program September for the new school year, 15-16 school year. So whatever you can afford or whatever your heart moves you to, whatever your heart moves you to donate, I encourage you to do that. So I look forward for your support and helping us to spread the word to all of your supporters and friends. If you only have $1, find somebody, find four other people that have a dollar as well, and they will, you will be able to put it together, and together you all can donate $5. $5 will make a difference with providing a hot breakfast for a student. You know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So help us make a difference with these children. So I'm still texting Kathleen to see if she is there. I think she overslept. What time is it in California? What, 8 o'clock? Yes, so. Anybody is listening that knows Kathleen, would you all just call her and let her know that she is supposed to call into the show, 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So if you are listening, Kathleen, call in. I know you know you're supposed to call in because I sent you the reminder. And we're waiting to have you call in. So in the meantime, I want to just play one of the commercials for you.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right. So, you know, and that's an encouragement because too often we are leaving our products and services and we are not protecting them, and we need to take whatever we are doing seriously and protect our products and our services. And a lot of times we are saying, oh, we are just a local here and we are not having the conversation. However, I'm encouraging you, have the conversation so you can protect your intellectual property, because you never know, and you don't want to be saying, oh, I am sorry I didn't copyright or I didn't trademark my products. So just call up. It doesn't cost anything to ask a few questions, and I tell you, they are good at what they do, and if there's anybody you need to have that conversation with, it's AMD Law Group. So call them up and hear what they have to say about what it is that you have and the steps that you need to take. So I'm still here waiting on my guest to call in. I am trying here. I think she is still asleep. So for those of you in the chat room, if you know Kathleen, you can call her up and remind her to call in. We have it all updated here, so let us see if there is a phone number for her to call in and to get her on the phone, So We are looking for all the way here. Okay, well, I text her already, so I'll go see if she's in the chat room. I did not get a text back from her, and late last night we communicated, so we are still here waiting. So if you are listening and you are a friend of Kathleen, I ask that you communicate with her and let her know. We are here. We have 34 minutes remaining, and that should still be enough time for us to talk about the things that she is getting ready to launch. It is now 11:25 a.m. here in Connecticut. So, in the Northeast as well. So, again, we are having Veronica Conway and Talia Stovall tomorrow, and that's Wednesday the 16th. Oh, and guess what? If you have not yet if you have not yet done so, I think you're down to the wire now with your taxes. And if you haven't done it, you got to get out in this rain here today we have in here in Connecticut to get it done. Or if you got to get an extension, you got to remember to do that. Wow, the time certainly comes by so quickly. And before you know it, it's time already to get the taxes done. I have some friends who are so organized, and they get it done on the correct time. And, oh, Lord knows, there are still some of us who we are a work in progress. And we will get it together one of these days. So we are just going to keep working on ourselves and hang out with those of you who all have it together and know that you'll take us by the hand and guide us along that path. This is why we have, you know, accountability partners and we have bodies on that, because we are also unique. And we are also unique, and people who always have it together, that's okay. We love you and bless you, and we know that you will help us along the way as well. So we just want to applaud you and honor you for all the amazing things that you can do. So let me see if I can find me a song here until Miss Kathleen call in. It's now we have 30 minutes remaining, and I am getting concerned about why she has not called in. I think she must be asleep. Okay, so we're going to play a song until she calls in. Thank you. Yeah, that was from Bethany. She wrote that song for her mom when her mom was going through, I think, cancer in the hospital. I met her through Michael Koch, an amazing woman, a phenomenal artist and musician. So I really enjoy playing her songs every time I have the opportunity to do so. All right, so I just extended. Thanks, John. I just asked John to extend the time for me. So I actually have additional time. So I'm hoping that my my guest calls in. Yeah, all right. So, all right, let me continue doing something else and see what happens if she calls in. Let me see. Yeah. I am getting distracted here because I'm going back and forth to the text and everything. So let me get focused, let me get centered, and do what I can do. And when she calls in, we just extended the show for an additional 30 minutes. So we are going to do what we can with what we have, because I know that she confirmed, and life happens, and we never know what is happening in other people's world. So I can always step up to the microphone and grab the microphone and do some things. So I want to, while I wait, I want to have some conversation. It's interesting because I'm going to share from one of my favorite books, Write It Down and Make It Happen. And I open here and I see Mark's batting cage story. And this is interesting because the guest I'm waiting on is Kathleen Cage. So I think that is interesting. All right. Tracking goals, raising the bar. Tracking goals, raising the bar. You can have more than one goal at a time. And let the success of one be the foundation for another. A bonus awaits you when you conquer a fear or master a skill. Often, you can get two for the price of one. As a growth, you make the one area of your life shows up as a strength in another. Mark's batting cage story. Because he started late in singing, my friend Mark, whom I write about in chapter 2, felt he had a lot to catch up on. I was afraid all the time of what was going to happen. Painstakingly, I stopped doing other things, I enjoyed, put my nose to the grindstone, and worked at learning how to sing. I went about it very badly from a logical left brain, first things first kind of approach. All right, I have a message, so let me see what she says here. She, my time. Yeah, she had it down for 11. Okay. All right, so we on EST. All right, so just bear with me here, people. All right, so we'll see. All right. All right, so she's going to dial in right now. Okay, so we mentioned about, he said he was a logical left-brain person who says first things first kind of approach. Eventually, it started to pay off, but it can take you just as far when you do things that way. When we offered a major part at a major house, he was both thrilled and frightened. Okay, so we have my honored guest calling in, so we'll come back to this conversation at the
hello.
End. Good morning,
Kathy. Hello, hello.
Good morning. I tell you, I yes, you said 11. I had no idea you meant 11 your time. So
yes, I am so sorry. And you know what a great conversation for communication, that what one person thinks is not necessarily what the other person thinks. And I do
exactly.
apologize, but it's great to be here.
Thank you so much. And it's okay, because you know something? One of my gifts is taking control of the microphone and engage my listeners in stimulating dialogue. So I am honored that I'm blessed with that. And I also was able to get the support team to give me an additional 30 minutes on air, because I knew it was some conflict with the time zone issue, and they were nice enough to do that. So we are all set, my sister, and we have time. So
Okay. Thank you. You're welcome.
And
you're welcome.
You're welcome to sip on your hot beverage of choice during this conversation.
All right.
All right.
Well, you just ask away, and I'll answer any question you have.
Yeah, so I know sometime long ago you were here on the show. I think maybe about 2 years or so. It could be 3 years too, because the time's been going by so swiftly. But as I read your bio earlier on while I was waiting for you, and all the amazing things that you're doing, you are a mover and a shaker in the marketing arena here for entrepreneurs and philanthropists, and name it, you have worked with them. I have met you through an amazing friend. I don't know if you remember how we first met.
Remind me of how we first met.
To Willie Crawford.
Oh, my goodness. Dear Willie Crawford, yes.
Yeah,
I've known Willie,
yeah.
Gosh, for 15 years now, it seems like.
Yes, Willie is the one who introduced us. He says, I have this woman you must meet, and he connected us. And it's been a real blessing, and I thank him, because he himself is a mover and a shaker, too. So
most definitely, he is.
I am honored that you took time out of your busy schedule to be here this morning. So I know you have something wonderful that's coming up, and we are really going to talk about that. But I want you first to refresh the listeners' minds about the things you do for entrepreneurs and what you offer us to make us look good and excel on the World Wide Web.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. And primarily I work with experts who have an important mission in the world. They're very clear on the fact that what they do is going to make a positive difference. And that's one of the main criteria I look for in people I work with, and that's who seems to be attracted to the work that I do. But I really work with them on packaging their knowledge in a way that they can reach more people than just trading hours for dollars, that they can actually, if you will, they impact people while they're sleeping, they make money while they're sleeping, they reach a global market, and they have many different avenues to do it by, whether it be books, information products, teleseminars, webinars, radio interviews, podcasts, in-person presentations. And it's really about helping them to package their knowledge in a way that it's very effective, that they get their message across, and that they leave their legacy behind.
Beautiful, beautiful, and well said, because there are a lot of us, and I'm saying us because I am included in that statement there.
We have massive
content, and we don't know what to do with it. So it's good to know that there are people like yourself out there who can help us to formulate and package where there's a need to do that, so that we don't keep having people being deprived of what
right.
we have. Because the reason we are blessed to do what we do is because the intention is to bless others and to enhance their lives. So thank you so much for what it is that you do, Kathleen. And I know that I am due to have a conversation with you offline, because I need to get my act together.
I would say you really do have your act together. And, you know, what's interesting, Daphne, is that a lot of people complicate it when it's actually very, very simple to go through the process of packaging the knowledge. But the big challenge that a number of people have is how to get the message out. It's not so much just packaging the knowledge, but how do they market it? And one of the things I always encourage people to do, let's say that somebody's going to write a book. Before they ever start writing the book, they should already be thinking about how they're going to reach the market and who is really going to be the ideal reader for their book, and then start building a presence in the locations where their readers would be what I call hanging out, whether it be social media, whether it be conferences, whether it be specific radio programs, magazines, but to really look at who's going to be the end user and then how do you need to get in front of those people.
I agree with you, Kathleen, because I can tell the listeners from personal experience, a lot of what the majority of the publishers promise you, you don't always get that. So you got
right.
to listen to what Kathleen is telling you and just utilize that and make sure.
If I may, on the whole topic of a publisher saying that they'll do marketing, it really goes into like what you thought 11 o'clock was and what I thought 11 o'clock was were two different things. And it's the same with what a publisher will call marketing and then an author will call marketing. And a publisher can say, we're going to do some marketing for you. They write a media release and maybe they blog about it and maybe they post your book on their website and that's it. That's what they call their marketing, where it's really important for people to ask for clarification. What specifically does that mean?
Means yes, yes, yes. Clarity, because a couple of years ago I had an experience, and it was more in-depth than that. They stipulated everything that they were going to do, which looked good on paper and at the time of negotiation sounded right, but by the time the books left the printer, those things weren't happening again. And, you know, so we have to keep the dialogue going and ask the same clarifying questions in different ways to make sure we are on the same page, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you have some new things looking to happen or coming up. What are you doing differently from what you were doing a few years ago? You're doing things differently.
I'm doing quite a few things differently. And actually going back a few years, I was caretaking my mother for a period of about 2 years until she passed away. And so a lot of my business presence was online, and I actually did a lot of work by her hospital bedside. And once my mother passed on and I started looking at what I wanted to do with my business, I've had my business 20 years, so I've been through many recreations, if you will. Yeah, it's since 1994.
Wow.
And I started out as a corporate trainer. Yeah, what it means is I'm getting older. So that's all it means.
No, you're getting better. You have gotten better. I didn't realize it so long. You have gotten better.
Yes. Thank you. But what I have coming up, I have actually a few things. In a couple of days, I'm doing a live stream where I'm going to be in Phoenix, and we have a video crew coming in, and they're shooting my presentation, and it's going to be live streamed all over the world. And then in about a week, we're launching a new podcast program, which you're one of my featured experts on. And that we're really excited about. We've been working on the foundation for quite a while, and we do the official launch on Monday. And then in the end of April, I'm going to be flying out to Fort Lauderdale and speaking at the Marketing Masters Conference. And then in May, I celebrate my 60th birthday with a 3-day event in Phoenix, Arizona. So I've got a few things on my plate right now.
I love Phoenix.
It's beautiful.
Oh, my God. I'm just waiting to do an event. I need to do an event at the Camelback. It's one of my favorite resorts. I love that place. The first time I came out there, I came back and shared it with a friend of mine and showed her the pictures. She said, oh, no, I have to move there. She bought a home there. So every time she speaks about it, she says, I'm just so thankful for my sister, because had she not been out there to visit, I would not invest in this property. I love Arizona.
This is a perfect time of year to go. This is a perfect time of year to go.
Yes, I love it out there. I love it. So you want to talk a little bit more about your live stream? What is that and everything, as much as you can say? I know you're not going to say a lot before it's launched, but, you know.
Well, the live stream is...
Tell us.
You bet. The live stream is on how to gain massive visibility and how that can really be to your benefit to get the visibility. And we look at what the fears are that people have around getting visibility. And the number one fear is that they're going to be criticized for their perspective and their point of view. And the reality is that we can't please everybody. And the sooner we come to terms with that, the better off we're going to be, because when you have a point of view or a perspective on something, you're going to have people that agree with you and people that don't agree with you, and that's okay. And what I'll be sharing is how people can go about positioning themselves in a way that they do get massive visibility so that they can do more of their work in the world. And so really it's about what's your big why and how do you need to get your message out there. And then the podcast that we're doing, that actually is geared towards entrepreneurs who want to learn the truth about building a business, not all the hype that they see online. Now, I'm an online marketer, and I use the Internet a lot in my business, but I also know that there's a lot of people out there that are promising things that just are too good to be true. And as we've all been taught, if it seems too good to be true, it is. But if you use the Internet effectively and if you build your business with a solid foundation, then you can make incredible inroads and money and impact. And so the podcast, I'm bringing on leading experts within different industries to share what they have, what their journey has been in business, what their challenges have been, what they would recommend to other entrepreneurs who are wanting to build a business. And it's so interesting because there are so many common threads between all of the experts that we are interviewing. And the common thread is you have to work at it, you have to focus, you have to be disciplined, you have to be willing to put time, money, and effort into your business. And if you're clear on why you're doing what you're doing, it becomes a lot easier, but it does take work. And so the whole idea behind the podcast is to really educate people on what it takes to build a successful business.
Would you, you know, I so agree with what you say. I'm going to come back with a piggyback question on podcast, but I want to point out something about offering things that seems so good, too good to be true. And there are a lot of people that are going under for a lot of money because everybody wants to get it quick. Everybody's looking for overnight success.
Right.
And I tell Kathleen, I tell people all the time, some people's overnight success took them more than 20 years. So it just goes in support of what you say, that it takes work, money, commitment, dedication, and devotion. So people, I encourage listeners to follow people like Kathleen Cage, listen to her teachings and what she's telling you to do, because it works. You heard from her own mouth. She's been in business over 20 years. You don't just stay in business over 20 years if you're not doing something right. So listen up, listen up, listen up, and don't go for those get-rich-quick scheme, and everybody's telling you, yes, you can sign up for my affiliate program today and become a millionaire in 24 hours.
Right.
It just doesn't work like that.
It does not work like that. You're so correct. And you know, a lot of people are surprised when they hear I've been in business for 20 years because they only started hearing about me maybe a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, maybe 5 years ago. But in the early days, I was out there pounding the pavement. I was out doing a lot of presentations to local organizations. I was up late at night. I would put in 16, 18 hours a day early on in my business to get the business off the ground. And the thing that people really need to understand is that this overnight success that we hear about, most of us have been working at it for quite some time, and so it is about putting your time in.
Yes, sir. You know, you just brought something to the forefront of my mind, Kathleen. A couple of years ago, I met a couple at a funeral service of a good friend of mine, and the wife and I connected, and she invited me to a meeting she was having at home and also to lunch. And her husband said to me, which was a kind of aha moment for me, he said, when he asked me what I did and I told him, and he says, you are as good as X and X and X. And he called the name of three very prominent people who was in my arena.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you are as good as them based on what you just told me. My wife shared your YouTube video with me. I listened to you. And he said to me, Kathleen, which was like a dagger, he said, how come I've never heard about you?
Ah.
And I realized, Kathleen, that all these years I've been promoting everybody else and not promoting Daphne.
Right.
And I took out of that man's kitchen that thought with me and said, it's okay to do for others what you also need to do for yourself. And I take every opportunity I get now to put something out there so people know about who I am. It's not always perfect, but it is authentic. It shows my vulnerability. And we all have to keep doing it, but we need to talk about what we are about, how we bring forth a difference into people's lives. So it's important. I know there are many others out there like myself who you're quietly doing what you are doing under the shadow and not letting people know what you are supposed are supposed to know about you. But the time is now. Kathleen, there is a lot of buzz about podcasts and podcasting. Can you explain to the listeners what exactly that is?
You bet. Podcasting basically is like a radio interview, and it's just a different platform to put your information on. For example, it would be iTunes or Stitcher, and it's just a format for getting your message out. So it, to me, for a while, it was such a foreign concept because of the name of it, and really what it boils down to is having a conversation and sharing your message on a platform that can reach millions upon millions of people. And so that, in a nutshell, is what a podcast is. And so,
I lost you.
No, I'm still here. Are you here?
Oh yes, I am here. I just
okay.
And you went silent, and I wasn't sure. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think it was the radio that did that because I was still talking. So I don't know how much it got, but unfortunately, I'm gonna have to run. I have a client call, and that's the beauty of having visibility, is when you have visibility, you attract clients. And one of the things I'd like to end with is for people to be really themselves, because the more of yourself you are, the more you attract the kind of people that want to do business with you because of who you are, not because of who they think you are.
Yes, and before you go, I want you to tell people where they can go to find all the information of when the live stream is and when the podcast launches.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you. And the best place to go is powerupforprofits.com. That's powerupforprofits.com. And Daphne, thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show.
It's a pleasure, Kathleen. Thank you, and continued success in everything that you do, and I'll be talking with you soon.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. So that was Kathleen Cage. You know, we are always learning lessons in life. Yes, 11 o'clock, but neither of us said what time zone was 11 o'clock in. So it's okay. You know, we are just so grateful. I am grateful for technology because I was live on the air because of the efficiency or effectiveness of the Internet. I was able to extend the time, thanks to John Sweet for doing that. And I was able to text her. I was able to Facebook her. And we had a conversation. And what an energy she has. She's just an amazing, amazing, phenomenal woman, you know. I am grateful that Willie Crawford have introduced us together. And if you have not yet connected to her, you need to connect with her and follow her. Her name is Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, and her last name is Cage. She has great newsletters and everything. So check her out. And she says to go to Power Up for Profits. And that's the website you can go to see what when the podcast is going to be launched. And I was honored to be one. I am honored to be one of the speakers on that podcast. So I am in good company with some powerful people. So I'm excited about that, and I just pray for her continued success in everything that she's doing to help professionals be seen and be heard on the global web. All right, so that was Kathleen Cage, and again, her website is Power Up for Profits. So you go there and check her out and let her know that you heard her here on the Blog Talk, A New Day Radio with the Dynamic One. All right, so I'm going to continue the, we're talking about the Mark Battling Cage story I started prior to Kathleen calling in. So I'm going to just finish up here. The last thing I mentioned was about when he was offered a major part and in a major house, he was both thrilled and frightened. So the next point I want to read for you, and I'm reading it from the book, Write It Down and Make It Happen. I had a crisis before I went to do that gig. Essentially, I was on the verge of having a career. Going there could move me forward in terms of me letting go and it scared me. I was scared. Mark decided to confront his performance anxiety by encountering head-on his fear of sports. To understand the background of how he solved the problem and broke through the crisis, you need to know that when Mark was a kid growing up, he was never good at baseball and was often the last one chosen for teams at his school. I was a horrible athlete, very self-conscious. When they were drawing upsides, I was always picked last. One year, a kid in a body cast was chosen to play ahead of me. Mark decided to combat his old ghost with a decisive present day action. He went with some friends to a batting cage to hit baseball. By the end of the day, Mark felt his confidence and competence growing, and his hunch was right. The experience in the batting cage spilled over to his singing. The first time into the cage, he actually hit the ball a couple of times, which was a huge surprise to him. The third time into the cage, he hit the ball 12 out of 16 times. It was the third time into the cage that I knew I could sing better. Now, Mark looks for ways to stretch all the time. If he goes into a restaurant and the waitress suggests trying squid as a sushi appetizer, he is willing to order it, even if it is new to him and he might be afraid he won't like it. I do that more and more, challenge myself to do this. For I've never done before, constantly trying to move out of my comfort zone. By the way, on the menu I have not tried before just to try it, because I know that every time I do that, I get a little better as a singer. Because I get a little braver. What an amazing story. There is a mark cage. There's a mark in each and every one of us. There's a mark in you, and there's a mark in me. Now, what's the lesson that we can take from here? Is that we need to go head on with our fears. Face our fears and speak to them so that they can no longer have control over us and over our dreams and our vision. We are all winners. However, there are many winners who are standing in a line behind fear. And you got to be bold to push fear aside out of your presence so you can get to evolve. Let's continue this conversation. Expanding childhood limitations. Doing something that seems insurmountable often has to do with defining childhood injunctions. We get to go back and contradict those childhood limits and rewrite the rules. There has to be a willingness to do it poorly at first and give yourself a pat on the back for doing it all. Anything worth doing is worth doing, period. As my friend Carol Kessel likes to say, Jeannie, once used an expression of how something was stuck in my head, even though I did not know it was my head. She was referring to that magical subliminal way that things happen when we write them down and forget about them. There is a flip side to the phenomenon. Negativity phrase like, I can't do this. They'll laugh. Let me help. Even under the guise of kindness, it only implies that you are doing it all wrong and you will fail, get ingrained deep in your psyche, message that gets stuck in your head even though you don't know they are in your head. Now that you are grown up, you can set the record straight. We each have our own stumbling blocks that is easy for one person might be a formidable task for another. Last Halloween, I carved a pumpkin for the first time in my life. In the past, I always thought could have it better than I, so I let them do it. Or if I tried it, I messed it up. Or even hesitated, it was, here, let me do that, taking the knife out of my hand. On Halloween, my sons James and Peter invited me over. They had purchased pumpkins, spread out the newspaper, and they insisted, here's the knife. You are doing your own. At first, I was intimidated. I knew it would not be as inventive as theirs because they are marvelously clever. I did it anyway. I made a Chinese one in honor of Punchi Tundat. It wasn't very good, but it was mine. I felt freeing. It felt freeing and fun. The happiness I felt, the sense of accomplishment spilled over into my next work day. I smiled broadly every time I thought of it. Now I use that accomplishment as a metaphor for other things in my life. When I feel overwhelmed by a recent major move, Jamie gave me a picture of a little girl carving a huge pumpkin with a big grin on her and the pumpkin's face. I slapped it up on my refrigerator with a magnet and look at it every day before tackling the moving boxes and closets of stuff to discard. The attic of accumulated paperwork, the garage full of car and garage tools. The picture said, you can do it and it is fun. You know, I'm sharing this story, and in each of our lives, we have similar stories. And we just need to be bold to step up to these situations and these issues and take control of them and move on. It is our responsibility to move into the stories of our lives, dismantle them so that we can move on. It is never too late to start over. We can always start over. There are no limits to where we can go unless they are the limits that we place on ourselves. So I want to encourage each and everyone, as you listen to these stories, decide on what it is you want to do for yourself. My friend Bob McChesney calls it stacking, transferring success. My friend Bob McChesney calls it stacking. One success becomes leverage for the next. Learning to use a computer back when that was a new concept helped me in my writing. There were those who said, you'll never be able to figure it out. You are too right brain. Looking back now, I remembered appreciatively how helpful my friend Bill Harrison was. When I couldn't get the computer to do what I wanted, Bill used to say, what does the computer think you ask it to do? Bill explained that whenever something went wrong, it was right for the computer. I later heard this approach described with a fancy name, empathic identification, which means becoming one with the machine you are trying to master, getting inside its head. It is a secret tool many mechanical inclined people use them when troubleshooting. The point is, I did learn to use the computer And doing that made me a sharper writer, not because I now could drag down the trusses, or because word processing made deletion easy and moving blocks around smooth, but because the confidence I gained in my own ability to think had a lateral transfer to my creative work. I became more logical and organized my ideas better. Coining a metaphor. Here is a stacking story that continues to color a whole life. An accomplished friend of mine takes on more challenges so confidently. I once asked her where she got her fearlessness from. Edna told me it had to do with something that happened when she was a young girl. She had been a performer on TV, riding a unicycle, and she got it into her head that was a splendid, magnificent kind of thing to be able to do. Such balance, such grace, such freedom and insurance, no bars, no hands, no stare, unrestricted and fair. The person on the unicycle looked so happy, even swung so naturally, it looked easy. Edna rented a unicycle from a cycle shop near Alki Point. That's when she found out it was not as easy as it looked. She kept falling off. She kept it and got better and better, although still a little wobbly. She got good enough to convince her parents to buy her very own unicycle for a birthday present. Now she could practice to her heart's content. So Edna was as casual as the man on TV appeared, riding down into the library, to the store, to his mom with a staple over his shoulder, carry back books and groceries to his friend's house after school. It was as natural as walking, only speedier and more fun. She liked the way the wind ran through her hair as she pedaled along. She liked the smiles of passbyers and the automated pointing of children as she rode past. She liked the maneuverability and the way she could hop on and go. Mostly, she was proud of herself doing something she did not know she could do. It became emblematic of her drive and ability. When Edna was studying French years later and having a rough time at it, her mother said, "A girl who could ride a unicycle could learn French." So she preserved and soon was doing as well in French class, the teacher asked her to tutor others. She wanted a job after school, a part in the spring play. It became a similar frame of cheer. A girl who could ride a unicycle could get a job like that, could audition and get picked, and could, whatever your coulds are. Edna laughs now to remember it. After a while, the significant triumphs that built on that one girlhood fete could have replaced it many times over as a milestone to measure other challenges by. But the ways kept that one as her mantra. And of course, there are things she tried that did not work out, but she never paid much mind to those. A girl who can ride a unicycle knows she has options. What an amazing story. And, you know, this is enough for you and I to learn from. We might not go out there and ride unicycles. However, there are many things that you and I will be able to do so long as we make the decision to do that. I want you to find the Edna in you. You know, what it is, search deep and find that thing that you had excelled back later when lots of people told you you could not, you would not be able to do X, Y, Z, and the list goes on. You now need to face that fear, take control of it, and say, yes, I can, and nothing will prevent me from doing so. I have the ability to take control. It is my birthright. It is my responsibility to continue to be a winner in every aspect of my life. I hope that this episode, combined episode with sharing of these stories with you and also from Kathleen Cage, will help you to continue on your path for success. I remind you to check us out on the GoFundMe.com/1G4M38 and donate what you can to help us feed those children at the Carmel School in Jamaica, West Indies. I'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern.
What's the plight that you've called me to, the thing I'm set aside to do? I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Breathe.
and the plan you have for me. This prayer from me, take note to me. God, because I believe that he's concerned about me, I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me. Speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this place. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this place. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit? Tell the Lord. Hallelujah. For showing me. I can sense my way through and direct me. I can almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. Then I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah, to my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.